This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
It's scorecard time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to score and choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. Jane.
The Nationals have endorsed the Liberal Party's net zero target by 2050, a stance that leader Barnaby Joyce has staunchly opposed in the past. Watching Barnaby lead a party whose policy he's in conflict with will be one of the most fascinating political plays in decades.
I like that one, 10.
8.
It is in the public interest that journalists will out AFL and AFLW players who refuse COVID vaccinations.
0. They won't out. Ooh.
Fence.
Pass.
Oh. Thawing.
Conservative US political commentator Candace Owen and on her Daily Wire TV show said of Australia's tough stance on COVID, when do we deploy troops to Australia? When do we invade Australia and free and oppress people who are suffering under a totalitarian regime? Times must be tough on the US political scene when the shock jocks turn their attention to us.
2.
9.
With Ben Simmons losing fan support rapidly, young Aussie basketball player Josh Giddey is perfectly placed to become our favourite new NBA export.
9.
7.
The accidental shooting death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins by Alec Baldwin on a low-budget Hollywood movie set should be a wake-up call to the industry where complaints about working conditions and on-set safety have been building.
10.
10.
Major TV networks should strive for gender pay parity or risk the ire of viewers. The days of male hosts being paid substantially more than some female co-hosts are over.
10.
10.
The trend for employees to work from home on Fridays and Mondays and have a regular long weekend, even after people are allowed back into the office, will be a blow for productivity and should not be entertained by business.
Pass.
Just get my head around the question.
Should we be allowed to work at home and have a four-day weekend, Amy?
2.
While the world has focused on COVID, a rare sexually transmitted disease that progressively destroys genital tissue is spreading in the UK and Australia should be on the alert. The condition known as Donna Venosis has been dubbed the flesh-eating STI, thanks to its ability to eat away at your private parts. Australian health officials should launch a post-pandemic advertising campaign to remind Aussies about the risks of sexually transmitted infections at a time when people are able to get out there and date again.
I'm going to do the first ever on this. I'm going to pass on that one, Hutchie.
10.
I thought that would make you uncomfortable. Australians desperate to travel again should be wary of booking flights and holiday packages if they can't afford to have the money frozen if plans are set back by COVID.
2.
6.
I've given that one 2 because I think everyone's now got the buy beware mentality, and if you're going to put your money down, there's no guarantee you're going to get what you pay for in anything anymore. I pass on that one, Hutchie. I'll let you explain why you gave it a 10.
So I think, yeah, get yourself booking and playing again and deal with the consequences. So I just sort of sat somewhere in the middle on that. I don't have a big problem with it. I'm 10 on the need to... for the government to spend money on the advertising of this particular issue.
STIs.
So I think it's important post. I think the trend for Mondays and Fridays, I passed because I'm an employer, so I didn't want my views to be seen as our company stance. I can say to you more broadly that, you know, I think a fixed Fridays and Mondays off as a business is not going to work, but there will be variations that suit the individual and the people and,
yep,
and on a case by case. Major TV networks, 10 on parity, agree. Hollywood warning, tick. Josh Giddey, 7, big boom. You didn't read the conservative US political commentator question very well. The question was, times must be tough on the US political scene when they turn on us. I agree with that. 9. Times are tough if you're turning on us. You said 2, but you didn't listen to the question.
No, I thought it was a lame attempt from Candace Owen to try and generate some interest in her own show, Hutchie. I didn't 8, think it was much in it.
8 for Barnaby, because I think it'll be worth watching. And yep. I passed on the AFL and AFLW to refuse COVID vaccines because I could understand that it might be in the public interest in some instances.
Right, okay.
Not all,
okay. No, I gave it a 0 because I don't think there'll be any outing at all. The only other one I'll back over, Hutchie, is...
Well, if the person was in the... If you were... I think most times respect will be paid. But if the person was flouting public safety, unvaccinated, and causing risk to others in a deliberate manner, is it then in the public interest?
Yeah, that would be an occasion.
I would say it is.
Yes, that would be an occasion, yeah. The only other one I'll jump in on there was Josh Giddey. He is old school, isn't he, Hutchie, in the way that I think we, as a traditional way of supporting our athletes on the international scene, like, and as such, he is in stark contrast to the other guy, Ben Simmons, who has not got one bit of likability about.
Yep.
That was my summation of the scorecard for this week on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for DrinkWise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.